Yeah, I used to be a gangster in the East End of London, and I suspect I had all the trappings to go with that lifestyle, the penthouse apartment, the sports cars, more money than I could spend. But there was just an overwhelming emptiness in me. I remember Blessed Pope John Paul II said that the person who gives us the desire to search for him is Jesus. And no matter how rich or famous we become, we never will be truly satisfied until we have a personal relationship with Jesus. And I think because I didn't have that personal relationship, I looked for what the world offered. So I was on crack cocaine, smoking dope like it was going out of fashion, drinking really heavy. I was also promiscuous, gambling, all the things, the vices of the world. At the age of 27, like I said, I had everything that the world says makes you happy, but inside there was an overwhelming emptiness. I ended up thinking I had killed someone, and I think that led me to examine how unsatisfied I was and how nothing seemed to fulfill me. I came in a normal night, and it was just a normal night, and I became aware of a voice speaking to me in my heart, a voice all the listeners would know, and I knew that voice to be God, like our conscience within us. The only person I knew out of faith was my mum, and when I went round to tell her how I'd found God, she told me how 9 days before this, she had prayed a novena to the patron saint of hopeless cases, St. Jude, and it was on the 9th day of that novena that I felt I heard the voice of God in my heart. I ended up going to a retreat, and at that retreat I did something I never thought I'd do. I went to confession, and I really felt at that retreat the love of God and the mercy of God, and I understood that personal relationship that maybe many people had spoke about, but I'd never really got before. So from there I ended up meeting such people as Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She had an amazing effect on me. She really shared with me about how it's so important to give young people the truth. And I think that's what I'm here today for. It's really to share my story, but in that story to say that we're never satisfied, we're never fulfilled as young people until we have that personal relationship with the person who knows us, who created us, and who loves us, and that person being Jesus.
And can you tell me, John, for people who are looking for that relationship with God, what perhaps is the best way of going about it? Because we have so many young people and they're searching for God in so many different ways and sometimes not necessarily the best ways. So for people listening, what would be the way? What would you recommend?
Yeah, I think one of the ways for me was definitely going to confession, because a lot of us have a low self-esteem or a low self-worth. And I think by going to confession, you really get rid of all the baggage, all the stuff that stops you seeing how much you're worth and how beautiful you are. I also think that that part of our hearts where maybe we cry from, the part where we really deep down in our hearts, we just ask God to show us that he's real, to show us that he loves us, and show us he's got a plan for us. And I really believe through the sacraments of the church, you know, the Eucharist had an amazing part to play with me. And it was through going to Mass regularly that you really receive everything God has to give you. You know, he gives us his body, blood, soul and divinity. So it was through the sacraments, also taking Our Lady's hand. I think when we pray the rosary, we take Our Lady's hand and she always leads us to where Jesus wants us to be. So I've just encouraged the young people to really, you know, go full on in their faith. Not just dip their toe in, but really go full on. And that's where, you know, God is never outdone with his generosity. And the more we give God, the more he can give us.
And John, you spoke a little bit about your past. What about your future? What are you involved in now?
Yeah, I work in the community. We live full time for God. His wages are lousy, but his pension plan is out of this world. We're full time evangelists. We work, live and pray together. I've had the honour of speaking in about 20 countries last year. I've wrote 3 books, and so I get invited a lot to speak about my relationship with God and also my history. So yeah, I love what I do, and I love just maybe making a difference, because if someone had told me when I was young that there was a God who loved me and cherished me, maybe I wouldn't have made the bad choices I made. So hopefully with the people I speak to, I'm helping them to see that there's a better plan for their life than the way I live my life.
Well, certainly from the look of the people here this evening, your message hit home. Maybe, John, to finish up, if you could If you could sum up your message in maybe one or two sentences, what might that be?
That Jesus loves us, he accepts us, even the parts that we don't like about ourselves, you know, the real dark parts. There's nothing in us that he doesn't accept. We don't have to be good to know God, all we have to be is open. And the more I've opened my heart to him, the more he's helped me to be good.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Father. God bless you.